Yeah, look, we received $450,000 of funding to develop a Central West drought resilient plan, which, as you know, Tim, we've just come through a major drought which left all communities short on the essential, which is water, so and other essential. So we received this funding to put together a West drought resilient plan. So the three local governments will come together, the Mayor of Auburn, Mark Kellam, and Lithgow, Murray Staffham, and we'll put together a resilient plan so, you know, that we're well prepared for the next drought that comes around. As we know, Tim, you know, droughts followed by floods and then floods followed by drought. So, you know, there's lessons learned on the millennium drought and other recent drought experiences. So we've got that funding, so we'll be getting together and putting a resilient plan together for those three LGs. So I'm looking forward to that.
So that's a total of 450 between the three councils?
Yeah, between the three councils, yes.
Okay.
And being proactive, Tim, and getting this ready for the next drought, where it may be. I hope it's not too soon.
No, it's going to happen. That's, you know, as you said, sure as, you know, night follows day and the other way around, you know, we're going to finish up with a drought. It's going to happen. So it's good that you're thinking ahead with this now.
Yeah, we need a plan to be well ready for when that happens.
Absolutely. Now, Father's Day, a couple of days ago, you had a good Father's Day?
Well, yeah, I did, and personally, but up there at the National Motor Racing Museum, it was a wonderful day. Look, you know, these antique cars that we had going around, the Monaros and the little Cooper S's and the Cortina, going around and giving the fathers a ride around the mount. We had, like, you know, up to 100 visitors up there. We had them as far afield as Newcastle, way down the south coast. And they had a wonderful day and a wonderful experience. The weather was fabulous, beautiful, which was wonderful. And they all went into a draw, and six lucky winners were drawn out for tickets to the supercar event in October. So they're lucky winners. We drew them today, so they'll be notified. That's an extra special Father's Day gift, I think, that, for the supercar event here in October.
The dads are probably stoked with the fact that they got to, you know, be in the cars for that that lap of the of Mount Panorama, but to then find out that they've won some tickets to the supercar event in October, that's going to be really, that will just cap it off, won't it?
I think it'll be Father's Day that they will remember, just for the experience up here, going around those unique cars, but also winning that prize. Tim, you're right, and I think they'll be stoked.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the Dobell Drawing Prize, that's up at the Bragg at the moment.
Reasonable Art Gallery. Look, I opened that on Friday, which was well attended. And look, these are fabulous drawings. They're from pencil and graphite and other materials, you know, other than paint, that they do these drawings. And we had some artists down there actually drawing on the night. So Luke, I can't think of his surname, but he was down there and did this wonderful portrait of his own composition in just pencil and graphite. And they're just, you know, how they can get the distinct features from just the pencil. That's just wonderful. So those that are interested, I'd invite you down there. It's the Dobell Drawing Prize. And we're the first art gallery that this exhibition's been put on. It's doing a tour, and we're our first stop. So wonderful opening down there last Friday night. And then those that would like to go down there and see that those artwork down there, I'd really recommend it.
And it's there for a couple of months through until about the 5th of November.
Yes, a couple of months. And we have working parties. And there's 45 artworks down there. So another great exhibition down there at the Art Gallery.
Okay. Now, the other one, the village meetings that you have on a regular basis, they're starting up again.
We've got these. Yeah, we had Tim, and we've got these on a, you know, we've got them out probably a little bit early because with the SRV, we got meetings in town. We've got some on Monday the 18th, on Tuesday and Wednesday for the people in the city. But we're going to the villages to address the issues out there and put our the case and questions from the SRV, but also any other issues and concerns that the village has got out there. And we start off this Thursday, Tim, Fala out there. It's a Fala at 6 o'clock in the hall out there. So, and then we go to Egan, Yet Home, Raglan, and Peel. So It's just getting out there to, inform what the SRV is all about and to get any other issues that they have out in the villages out there, Tim.
Yeah, and there's plenty of ads, I notice, about the SRV, so people who reckon that they don't know, when council are talking about this, those ads are there. They're quite prominent in the local papers and on radio as well.
Well, they are, Tim, and we want it out there. We want the community feedback. We want to consult with the community as much as we can and get all the information relevant to bring back together. And look at it seriously. As I said, it is not stepping stone. This is just out to communicate with the community and get their feelings back on it.
Yep.
Which, it's to think that we can get it out there the best way we can through the media, through that, and personal meetings at these villages and also in town.
Yeah, and that was always the case, wasn't it, before that last council meeting? That was always the case. It was just a vote on putting it out there for community consultation.
That's right. It's out there to bring all the information in, have a look at it, and then whether we proceed or whether we hold off or park it, it's entirely up to the councillors, but we need the community's feedback.